Hello, 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 and welcome back to the show. I'm on a roll today. This is the third episode I'm recording in one day. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? Too bad you're only getting them once a week. It's gonna add up quickly. I'm ahead of time in case I can't come in on Friday. Blah, 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 blah. So this episode will be another continuation of the situationship, which is now over, but I have some tea. So basically, let's just hop right into it. If you're not prepped on the situationship, please go back to situationship part 1, 2, and 3. Yes, I've made 3 episodes about the same man. That doesn't tell you things about me. I hope it doesn't tell you anything about me, though I'm sure it shows something that I can get over, man. If you can relate, please rate this podcast 5 stars. Ha ha ha. And if you can't, still rate it 5 stars. And if you don't, leave a review. And why it's not rated 5 stars. Even though this is kind of my outlet right now, my friend was like, you should start journaling. And I was like, I don't really need to journal. I kind of just like talking about it in the podcast now. That's like my new outlet. I used to journal for years. I have like a depression notebook and I used to journal all the time. And I started journaling again after this situation happened. But then I was like, I can't get back into it. Need a little talking outlet instead. And I feel like now I'm a little wiser. I can share this as a pamphlet, a little outlet for some people to learn from, or just here. I just want to share my stories because some of the things that I wrote in my journal I want to publish into a book. So that'll be fun. Getting a publisher is a huge mission though. So we shall see. And if I come out with the book, I'm thinking it'll also be anonymous because I don't want to ruin my chances in the job market with all of my lore. Let's get into it. So, if you listen to the Situationship podcast, you should be podcast episodes. You should be caught up. I'm going to start from where I left off, which was... Did I mention Halloween? If I didn't mention Halloween, we'll go back to Halloween. So, I got all dressed up because I knew that he who shall not be named was working on Halloween. So, I got all ready. I dressed up as a princess. I got a fake spray tan. I had a fake spray tan and I went to the bar and I wasn't going to drink. I ended up drinking a lot and found a man in there who was actually a boy because he was younger than me. Not illegally, but also like it was a couple years and he was a security guard for Halloween, which that is, why do I have a type? Why is my type men who carry guns and will probably abuse me in the future? Because police officers, apparently, I haven't looked this up for myself, I just heard through the grapevine, they have the highest like domestic abuse, like they're like the number one, like what's it called, job, career that has domestic abuse is like men who are police officers, which makes sense because power hungry. So this man was dressed as a police officer. I just wanted his gun, so I took his gun. And I was just like pretending shooting everyone, which was not a great idea to do when everyone's drunk in a bar. I just kept pretending to shoot everyone. Too many drinks, not best on my part. Not a great impression to get back at your ex, though he was like outside the whole time, so it's fine. And I was with my friends, so I feel very guilty about Halloween. It's not how I wanted to spend my Halloween, but I was heartbroken on Halloween. So I'm forgiving myself and we're moving on. I had to end up ghosting this boy because he ended up coming back to mine after because he said that he lost his phone. And then all my friends were like, he definitely didn't lose his phone. It was just lying to like come back. And he like snored. So like nothing even happened. And I was like, oh my God, this little boy needs to get out of my bed. I literally kicked him out for a second and like let him back. I was like, I'm literally going to send you outside because I thought he was cute. But then I ended up R-bombing him on Snapchat because I was like, you're not it, chief. You're not it, chief. I can do better. And I started to believe my friends about what they were saying about how he probably did lose his phone and I'm just gullible and people love to take advantage of a lover girl. So yeah. And on Halloween, I went in. So I'm standing in line and I see he who shall not be named. And he goes, you're good. And that was it. And that's what instilled and wanted me to get drunk. Also, my friend wanted to get drunk because her boyfriend was like at a party or something like that. But yeah. So that was crazy. Hop forward a little bit. So now I'm on one of the dating apps and I run into this guy. I'm like, oh, like, you're okay, blah, blah. We start talking. And they plan a date, and then he mentions that he's friends. After we've already, like, planned the date, he mentions that he's, like, oh, I could stay here, like, in this little town. I was like, oh. In my head, I'm like, oh, I know someone who lives in that town. And then I look and see his, like, social media, because he sends it to me, and I'm like, oh, we have a mutual who's my friend. And I was like, how do you know this person? And he was like, oh, that's the girlfriend of, like, my very close friend. I was like, oh. Oh, no. Donna. 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 Turns out this guy is, this guy is, like, high school best friends with the roommate of he who shall not be named. Oh, how the turntables turn. And I was like, do I cancel it? Do I not go? And I was like, no, like, I'm over this man. Or at least I need to get over this man. So, no, I'm going to go on the date still. And I also, like, didn't want to cancel because I'm not a big canceler. Because I'm like, I don't know. He probably wouldn't have cared. But we've been talking for a little bit at this point. So then, and he wanted to take me to a hockey game. I've never been to a hockey game. Like a good game. So we went and saw the Toronto Maple Leafs. And it was a good time. He just did this thing where he, like, was eating a sandwich and, like, put his hand on my leg and was, like, wiping it on my leg. And I was like, that is disgusting. That was such a turnoff. Like, everything was, like, going fine. And then he did that. I was like, no, no. I don't want to talk badly about this man because he's, like, a nice guy and he, like, has a good job. And I was, like, trying to make it work. But I was also like, I don't know. I don't know. Before this date, before we even go out, I go back to the bar that he who shall not be named works at, and I see him there, and he's, like, completely ignoring me, like, literally switches out of the line of IDing to get the other bouncer to ID me, and he just goes, you're good. Like, he's like, just go. Like, they don't even look at my ID anymore. I'm like, next time I'm going, I'm not even gonna pull it out. I'm just gonna leave it and then see what happens, because every time I pulled it out, they're just like, no, you're fine. And then I'm like, okay, weird. So I see him around, and I didn't get as drunk this time. I get a little drunk, but not that much. And I was looking pretty good. Saw my friend was actually dancing with my girl and kept going outside because, like, he who should not be named was outside. But also I wanted to go outside because I may or may not vape. Another addiction. It's better than smoking weed, so don't judge me. Everyone has their vice. And so then I was like, my friend, like, lost her phone, so she's, like, running around. And I'm like, oh, I run back inside to, like, look for her. And I'm like, girl, where are you? And then I run into he who shall not be named, and he comes up to me and he's like, he says something. He's like, oh, like, have fun on your date tomorrow. And I was like, gagged. And I did not have the best response. I went, well, how else am I supposed to get over you? I went, how else am I supposed to get over you, girl? I fell asleep at night thinking about that. And I'm like, that was not the line that you should have said. But also, I don't really care. It's fine. I don't care. Cries in a corner. Yeah, so that's what I said, and then I went outside, and we, like, continued to talk. I was like, how am I supposed to get, blah, 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 and then he just, like, kind of, like, we were talking for, like, a moment, and then he got turned away because he had to do stuff. I was like, yeah, go do your job, and I, like, give him a little punch, and then I went back. He was like, go find your friend, and I was like, oh, period, so that's how it's gonna be. So I went inside and did the thing, and then we hung out, and then shortly after I left, and then I went on the date, and I posted on my story, and this man has been, like, viewing my story. I've been posting on my public story, not for any reason. It's not because this man views my story when I post it publicly because I don't have him on the social media anymore. That's not it. It's not it. It's to get new people. It's to move on. I might have checked to see if he viewed it. Apologies to the editor. P.S. side note that I forgot to include. He also viewed my story again after I posted that because I posted a nice gym fit and he saw that. So... just had to note that. You can slide that in wherever it works. So I posted the hockey game on my story. Did not view it. Did not watch it. And then the date was fine. It was a good time. First hockey game. Great time. Saw my friend's dad there. Was like, oh my god, hey. Hey, gang. Actually didn't, like, talk to him. I don't think I can tell you who it is. I don't want people to be able to, like, do some big maths because this blows up, which it probably, it may not, knock on wood. I don't know. Yes or no, is that knocking on wood to having it blow up? To not having it blow up? I don't really care. I don't care because it's my outlet. Just in case. So then we leave, and I just gave him a little, well, he gave me, like, a little peck at the end, and then we are still talking. Oof, we are still talking now, and I was like, up, last night. I was up late because I had just gone through a wart, and I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe I shouldn't see this guy because I don't really want to like start drama and like get in between a friendship again. Like, if you listen to the past episodes, I might have mentioned something. I really have to re-listen to this podcast. I might need to take a break from like recording just to listen back and see what I've already said and what I haven't said. If not, then you'll hear it on one of the future episodes. I'll come back and be like clarifying. So I don't want the drama, but also like we haven't gone out on another date yet. We've just been kind of like talking. So I feel like, what's the point? And I called my friend about it. Love my friend. Made a new bestie through one of my roommates, and she's amazing. Shout out to her, because I know she's like the only one who I told about this podcast. I haven't told anyone else. I only told one of my roommates and her, and she listens to it. So if this gets on YouTube Music, shout out to you, Queen, because it's because you recommended it. So she was saying like, don't, like, it's probably not worth it. Like, they probably don't care and blah, blah, like either of the guys. And I was like, okay, so we're leaving it at that. And I'll decide, because I was like, oh, I should call him and be like, hey, like, I just think it's weird that like you're friends with like my ex. Isn't even an ex. I don't even know. You're friends with like this person. I was like, that's kind of starting the drama, so I should probably just leave it, right? If you have any tips for me on what to do in this situationship, in this situation, please let me know. Leave a comment down below. Head on to the Radio Laurier Instagram and leave a comment on the I Am So Fucking Lost podcast. And enjoy. I hope you enjoyed that update on the situationship, and stay tuned for future episodes. Lots of love. Don't know what I'm going to talk about in the future, but we shall see, because stuff just keeps happening to and from me. So yeah, P.S. I love you. Just kidding. That was so cringe. No, 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 no. Okay. Lots of love. Drink your tea. Have a great day. I'm like breathing on the mic. Have a great day, and you slay. Au revoir.